Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Taking your phone calls right now. I've got to get to a bunch of audio, video clips we're going to play and a ton of news coming up the next segment. But we're talking to John and others right now. And then after I cover some news, I'll go back to Mike and Chris and Matt and Chris and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us for first-time callers is 800-259-9231. But a lot of times people call in wanting to give out a website address, and they'll go http://, and then the whole, it's best to just give out the name of the site. People can just put it in a search engine. Or if you've got a video name, don't say where it's at. Tell us the name of the video. That's the way to search it, because then, and I'm not criticizing John, I want to see his video. I want him to plug it on air so folks can find out what he has to do as a citizen journalist. So tell us the name of the video explaining minimum wage. We actually found it. And of course, it is on YouTube. Minimum wage, a price fixing scheme. And then your video breaks down, I guess, in 9 minutes, 7 seconds, your take as a business owner on it. And this is the answer to the tyrants. Everyone becoming media. Everyone who loves liberty, putting out YouTubes, putting out audio blogs, putting out a local newsletter, doing an access show, calling into local talk radio, going and getting your own time on local talk radio. If you're well-spoken, they'll pay you to go on. If not, just pay for an hour once a week, get a few sponsors. All of us resisting, all of us speaking out, we have the enemy on the run. They're down to 6% approval rating right now. Now Americans know that foreign banks have occupied Congress. Now the beginning of the end is here. Let me tell you, I've never heard of a government with a 6% approval rating. I mean, this is Ceausescu had about a 15% in Romania. So we are devastating them right now. We're on the march, they're on the run. But real quick, John, explain what's really going on with the minimum wage.
Well, what I try to show in the video with the minimum wage, and I compare it to a Snicker bar. In 1971, the minimum wage was $1.60, and a Snicker bar in the largest convenience store chain in America was selling Snickers bars for 7 cents. And that meant that a minimum wage worker could buy 22 Snicker bars for 1 hour of work. Today, the minimum wage is $7.25, and the largest convenience store chain in the world is selling Snickers bars for $1.29. That means a minimum wage worker can only buy 5 Snicker bars for 1 hour of work. So what I'm saying is that the minimum wage is really a price-fixing scheme and should be done away with because it doesn't allow wages to rise with a free market. I think whenever government interrupts free markets, bad things happen for almost everybody.
That's right, and it creates an illusion of, oh, look, you know, we're fixing your wages like in the Soviet Union, but actually it's hiding the fact that it isn't about what the wage is that somebody's paid, especially when you're competing with illegal aliens and slave labor in the prisons and all the rest of it. But now you're actually competing with a devalued dollar. I use the example of this. My kids like to go to Mr. Gaddy's. It's okay pizza. They have a nice buffet. And you go in there, there's a lot of working class people eating in this pizza chain that's all over Texas. It started outside Austin. And yesterday at about 2:30, I'm driving to work. I'm hungry. I pull in. I hadn't been in there in years to eat by myself. I'd been there to pick up pizzas, but not to eat the buffet. And it was like $9.50-something for the buffet. And it used to be like $5. And I said, when did that change? Oh, a couple years ago. And we can barely make money at that. Folks, the inflation is out of control on so many fronts. But we put your video up on screen. Looks interesting, brother. And maybe we'll watch it, and if it seems like it's accurate, maybe we'll play it on the nightly news or something. We're going to start having a feature where the nightly news ends in 30 minutes, but then some stations are going to want to carry more. We're going to have, like, citizen-produced stuff, longer reports, you name it, for the next 30 minutes on the InfoWars nightly news at 7 o'clock Central every weeknight at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Continuing to take your phone calls here today, but basically we're just continuing to chronicle and warn the world that the United States has been seized by absolutely oppressive criminal corporations that are anti-free market and have established an imperious and arrogant governing system that by every historical measurement is an open, oppressive, slimy mafia government. With weaponized media trying to create a gangster culture where the general public thinks it's cool to be corrupt and thuggish so that everyone goes along with the takeover. And America is refusing that. America overall are hardworking, smart people that have just been putting their head down and trying to move forward, but they now realize they can't do that anymore. They're going to have to get very active and very aggressive. You got a lot of patriots, too, that are awake, but they're just like the general public. They're kind of in a relaxed trance. They're somewhat awake, but still at a physical level. They're like, yeah, what are we going to do? Yeah, because everybody watches so much television. Everybody is like spectators now, raised on computer screens. They have literally hundreds of big studies that are out. Every week you see one saying that under two-year-olds that look at television any amount of time or iPads literally have massive IQ reduction and won't even be able to form relationships with adults. Well, look at kids the last 10 years raised on computers and now iPads the last 5 years. These children literally can't talk. You can call it whatever you want. You can say it's a plan because they knew what was going on with this decades ago. The point is, it's happened. We are going into societal hell. There's CBS News. Doctors raise red flag. Young children should avoid using tablets. And I'm not up here being negative. People say, why don't you be more positive? There's a lot of good stuff in the world. Yeah, we have to point out what's good from bad to be able to differentiate. You know, they're now calling it conspiracy theory to not like big government. Now having an opinion about the First Amendment is a conspiracy theory. They've now expanded that out to where being able to form a thought is treason. Being able to have common sense is the ultimate crime, just as Winston Smith finally discovers, working in the Ministry of Truth, really the Ministry of Lies, the Ministry of Propaganda. That character is a composite of himself and others working at the BBC. And Winston discovers that the governments are attacking each other really as a way to suppress their own population. And Winston figures out that really there's a planetary government launching missiles at itself, and that the missiles falling on London, Airstrip 1, are really being fired by the same government overseas. Very sophisticated book. I can only read that book now and understand it. And I'm just like, whoa, this guy was total MI6, which he was on record. High-level British spy, high-level psych warfare, who totally freaked out, ran to the coast off Scotland, wrote the book in 1947, published it in 1948, and died. Probably was killed. Poisoned. They claim he died of tuberculosis. Eric Blair comes from a very prestigious, intellectual British family. Yes, George Orwell was a pen name, ladies and gentlemen. He'd been a member of the secret police first in India. His family, imperial enforcers. Then he decided to fight that, joined the communists, fought in the Spanish Civil War against the Nazis, then fought against the Nazis in the BBC and propaganda, and then discovered that the British had actually funded the Nazis. And that's what 1984 is about, and it's a repudiation against English socialism as actually a tyranny against humanity. The ultimate liberal, Eric Blair. And liberals read that today who are really authoritarians. And Hillary Clinton says it's her favorite book and that she's basically using it as an instruction manual. The book begins with a black helicopter flying around looking through people's windows with a scanner. There's microphones hidden in the trees. Casual sex is encouraged, but marriage is being eradicated. And children are basically minions of the state. Everything we're going under, because Orwell had been an imperial soldier, he'd been a communist commissar, he'd been a BBC MI6 operative, and he figured out, oh my gosh, the English socialists are running it all from the catbird seat of the Fabian socialists, whose symbol is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Gee, what you think they're telling you there? With the full power of the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha Transylvanian German royalty behind him. That's hardcore. Hardcore. I can't even read 1984 now. It freaks me out. Every page is encoded data on how they operate from an inner party member publishing that as fiction to warn everybody. Even in the... He's given by O'Brien, he thinks the rebellion's given it to him, a book of how the party really works and how it's really evil. And the book's actually true. But the book was to see if Winston would decide to want to join the inner party and thought evil was good and trampling and being trampled was good, or whether he'd fight it, and he decided to fight it, and so he was tortured until he loved Big Brother. Because they wanted his soul. George Orwell was shot through the neck, went through his spine. He survived in combat against the Nazis in Spain in 1937. Very interesting guy. I've read all his essays, all his books. Most of his work is nonfiction. He was a socialist that was classy enough to find out it was all a big scam and warn everybody. George Orwell is a hero, ladies and gentlemen. I said I'd cover news. It's just I start thinking about all this, and I mean, how would anybody want to be part of this system? I mean, this thing is really bad, really evil. I mean, do you like to, like, pull up randomly on the street and shoot a little kid in the head? Because if you don't like doing stuff like that, you don't want to be with the New World Order. If you like death and destruction and a boot stomping on the human face forever and dishonor and people being betrayed and the family being destroyed, then this is for you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, that's enough. I've procrastinated enough. Let me tell you about some important information, and I'm going to get right to these stacks of news and your phone calls by the bottom of the hour. We only do this in December into January every year. We usually start it in November. We've been so busy we forgot to do it. If you go to prisonplanet.tv, all of my films are there. A bunch of other people's films in high def they've authorized us to post. The nightly news live or taped when it's taped to air. My live events. Commercial-free audio and video archives. And most importantly, it supports the broadcast and allows you to wake up others. PrisonPlanet.tv has been 10-plus years operating. Now it's really first rate with our great crew and everything. It's on Roku. It's on Boxy. It's on a bunch of other systems, if you're a member. It's $5.95 a month, but if you want to sign up for a year, it's usually $54.95. It's $39.95. You get 5-plus months off the regular price because you usually get a couple months off when you sign up for a year off the monthly price. You get a couple more months free when you sign up every December. So you get for the next year 5 months off the regular price is what it comes out to. 5 months off the regular price, 5 months free at prisonplanet.tv. And folks, my goal is just to pay for the bandwidth and pay for the crew and the cameras and the equipment. And we're able to do that. So I've got it turned up and the servers have been working great. Great job to the crew. To where 11 people can use the same username and passcode to log in with your code. So create an original code that's only for PrisonPlanet.tv, and they can't see your other information with it, and give it to friends and family and say, hey, here's your e-card with your username and passcode to this great subscription site with all these films and this live, real media. You know about state-run media. You know about propaganda. Well, here's the truth. Check this out. And then if you go in and log in one day at, say, 7 o'clock to see the news live when it's going out, and you go to the site and you can't log in, jump for joy because that means 11 people are logged in simultaneously and you can't get in until somebody else gets out. In fact, the bandwidth's been working so good, I may have them turn it up to 20 people can use each membership. All I want is to reach new people. YouTube, everybody else censors us. They can't censor our own channel. That's why we have it. Be part of the revolution against tyranny this Christmas and holiday season. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. And, of course, for the radio show, it's also simulcast there, but we also have a feed that we think we can keep doing. It's kind of bankrupting me, but whatever. We have Infowars.com/show. Where you can, everybody can go see the free video feed of the daytime show, but the nighttime show is subscription, and it's all there on prisonplanet.tv. Our InfoWarsNews.com will also take you there, and we're fighting the prison planet, fighting for liberty with this channel. This is your war bonds when you're a prisonplanet.tv member, but I'm telling you, you can do all your Christmas shopping right now for your family. You can literally go and get two or three memberships for $5.95 a month or get them for even less if you buy yearly memberships. And then create an easy-to-remember username and passcode. And then in an e-card or in a physical card, say, here's your subscription news site with some amazing films and special reports, 18 years of material. This is 11 years it's been up and running. Technically, I said 10. 11 years. And here it is, prisonplanet.tv. Check it out. It's forbidden info. And then you're done. You've done what you needed to. You've tried to wake them up. Some of them will end up using the membership and becoming enlightened to what's happening. You can download stuff off the site, put it on Access Television.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nano-silver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nano-silver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal sprays, our nano-silver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nano-silver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung System. That's www.silverlungs.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's get into the news that's breaking right now up at InfoWars.com. The fix is in. Obamacare website still doesn't work. Sign-up figures are 85% short of the two-month target, and that's off their own numbers. Polling people who believe they signed up. I mean, you're talking to idiot Obama supporters that really think that they signed up and are about to get free health care, and they're showing up at hospitals saying, I'm here for the free health care. I mean, I shouldn't laugh, but it's just really sad, folks. Continuing, expert says Amazon drones will crash into people. I think we should add a video that John Bound just produced for the Nightly News to that article by Paul Watson that's up on Infowars.com. Because imagine, they're saying they're going to have drones that will be flying around everywhere to deliver you your packages within 30 minutes. I mean, talk about sci-fi joke, ladies and gentlemen. And again, the insurance companies are already saying they're going to pressure everybody to go to robots as drivers because you won't be able to afford the insurance as a human driving, showing the robots is safer. This is how we're being enslaved. We have to decide that we don't want to live in a civilization like this. We want to remain free and say no to the nanny state. Continuing, get ready to pay more online. I'm going to cover this in the next segment. Supremes refuse to hear internet tax case. That's big. DHS Googling travelers before they enter the U.S. Yeah, that's because it's really an NSA database, but they can claim they're not breaking the law by doing it. Also, again, we already aired this, but it's big. Reporter tells MSNBC, Obama administration most hostile to the media in U.S. history. Well, that sounds racist. Criticism of the Fuhrer is racist. Canadian police arrest a man for photographing cop car as daughter records chilling scene. That video's up on Infowars.com. And, of course, the big news that I've been mentioning over and over and over again that is just so incredibly important. Three times as many Americans supported King George during Revolutionary War than support Congress today. And you can officially say, you know, when is the government illegitimate? When it has 0% support? I mean, will it take 0% or maybe 0.5% support until we admit that the government is a tyranny by every yardstick? That is the question. Now, getting into other news here that I have in the stack, Nobel Prize economist warns of U.S. stock market bubble. An American who won this year's Nobel Prize for Economics believes sharp rises in equity and property prices could lead to a dangerous financial bubble and may end badly, he told a German magazine. Robert Shiller, who won the esteemed award with two other Americans for research into market prices and asset bubbles, pinpointed the U.S. stock market and Brazilian property market as areas of concern. Folks, that's like saying an elephant, if you were in a small cage with it, might sit on you. It's like saying, don't jump in a shark tank or something with starving great white sharks or something. Don't stick your hand down a rattlesnake hole. I mean, I love how they announce the obvious. The stock market is only up at 15,000 points or whatever in the Dow Jones because of devalued dollar. And because you can't get an investment of interest because of dollar devaluation in banks, you've got to go to the stock market. Period. Of course it's a giant, not even speculative bubble. It's the worst place to invest of a long list of things that are even worse. There's an economic collapse blog article on Infowars.com I want to cover. 15 signs that we are near the peak of an absolutely massive stock market bubble. It mentions Bob Shiller, the Nobel Prize winner, saying we're in trouble. The total amount of, number two, of the margin debt has risen 50% since 2012 and is now at the highest level ever recorded. The last two times that margin debt skyrocketed like this were just before the busting of the dot-com bubble in 2000 and just before the financial crisis of 08. Number three, since the bottom of the market in 09, the Dow has jumped 143%, and the S&P 500 is now 165%, and the NASDAQ has risen an astounding 213%. This does not reflect economic reality in any way, shape, or form. No, it's totally gamed, folks, and the yuppies still think everything's okay. Man, you're in for a rude awakening. And when they plunge the stock market, the yuppies will say, have property taxes federally, which they already have set up under Obamacare, have national sales taxes, take the middle class money, do whatever you can, save my $1 million in the stock market, which is basically imaginary money you're never going to get. And because of that imaginary golden egg, you're going to run right off the cliff. Market research firm TribTab says the S&P 500 is very overpriced right now. That's another understatement. Five, Mark Fiber recently told CNBC, we are in a gigantic speculative bubble. Number six, the United States Google searches for the term stock bubble are at the highest level that we've seen since November 2007, just before the last stock market crash. That's why all the rats are leaving the sinking ship that is the trendy god Obama. Even Kanye West, because they're going to blame it all on him.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, you heard it here first. Gerald Celente, Max Kaiser, Mark Faber, Jim Rogers, Ron Paul, who's a great economist in his own right, and Peter Schiff, the list goes on. You know you've heard it broken down over and over again. At the middle of next year, every number they look at, there's no way to stop massive acceleration in dollar devaluation. And we've been warning you of this for several years, but it's been building towards a crescendo. 2014 is going to be like nothing we've ever seen. The Christmas season will keep things going for a while. And again, even though this is a fiat fraudulent system, I don't want to see it come down. Because we'll see the very people that have engineered it grandstanding that they're going to fix everything. And then using the crisis to get even more power. That's why FEMA ordered the police to stand down, shut down aid coming in from the other states and counties and cities. Well, so they would then get double the funding the next year out of their screw up. The old system in any government is if the government screws up, you remove it, you fire whoever screwed up. That way there's an incentive to not screw up. Now you get rewarded when the terrorists get through and attack you because you're really behind it and want to take power. You're really behind Al-Qaeda if you're the globalist. And so they're like passing the hand grenade around politically of derivatives and of just thousands of times fake debt that we could ever pay back. $1.5 quadrillion is a very, very conservative number. Our real debt, $17 trillion, to give you an idea. It's all about, oh, you owe money. That's why you've got to bail out the banks. Even in 2008, they had to admit, no, it's derivatives, and it'll bring down the whole economy if we don't bail out these mainly foreign and offshore banks. Since then, though, they started creeping in going, yeah, you lazy Americans, you owe, you know, $10 trillion, and Obama's going to fix it. Now it's $17 trillion. Yeah, he cut the deficit in half. That's why he increased it by $7 trillion. And it's a big debt, isn't it? Yeah, you owe it all. And meanwhile, $48 trillion of tax money has been given to these foreign banks. They got so much money, they won't loan it because they don't even need your money anymore. They don't even do fractional reserve banking anymore, where a bank has a dollar and loans out 10. In fact, under this system, they've gone into the regional and local banks that are actually keeping America going. I'm not romanticizing them, but they are angels compared to the private Federal Reserve holders, the six big banks, really five now. And they're going in, and the feds aren't letting local banks fractional reserve anymore. They're going, you're not allowed to loan out $10 for every dollar you got. They're like, that's how we've always done it. That's how we operate. Why do we? Nope. But you've got unlimited trillions. That's the way it works, suckers. And you're going to go under or sell out to us. And you think the dumb public's ever going to figure that out? And the public doesn't understand what I'm talking about. The mainline public doesn't know what fractional reserve banking is. They don't know what derivatives and credit default swaps are. They don't know what any of this stuff is. They have no idea what technocracy is. They have no idea what we're going under or how predatory it is. They're busy worried about Kim Kardashian. Have you seen the new Kim Kardashian card? The new Christmas card. They put her out as the image of the sex symbol, and they tell women, this is what you must look like to be successful, and this is what you must do to be successful. Totally manufactured by the system, totally put out there to then sell you with the commercials all their fraud, and it shows Illuminati symbolism all over it with the all-seeing eyes and the little pyramids everywhere, and they're goddesses because they're into hip-hop. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, people believe the top of the pyramid is hip-hop and is Kanye West or any of these other people, when the New World Order is literally laughing at Madonna, laughing at Kim Kardashian, laughing. These people mean nothing. Nothing. They are literally pop nothings. The minute they try to do good, they would be destroyed. They have been chosen because they vapidly love the Illuminati, love Satanism, love the occult, and actually believe that they're part of it. They are the worm on the end of the hook for the little fish. That's it. Absolutely empty people whose lives you know are going to end badly. All these people that sell out to evil lead cursed lives. And, of course, they're just one level of it. You've got all the other pop music singers who say that their sexual organs are possessed by demons and they're demon-possessed and they wear people's teeth around their necks and little tweeny girls learn about how they need to worship Satan. So the big pickup line to pick up teenage girls is, have sex with me and I'll put you in the Illuminati. I mean, just absolutely loving all of this. Where the Antichrist could rise up and tell people, Kim Kardashian says sacrifice your babies, and the young girls would take their child and strangle them. I'm telling you, folks, this is the type of just mindlessness, literally believing the hype, believing that they'll be fulfilled by the vapid system. All right, I want to go to your phone calls, but let me hurry through some of the other news here. I didn't finish up with what's happening with the 15 signs that the stock market's about to implode. Mark Fodor recently told CNBC that we are in a gigantic speculative bubble. That's a quote. In the United States, Google searches for the term stock bubble are at the highest level we've seen since November 2007, right before the implosion. Price-to-earnings ratios are very high right now. According to CNBC, Pinterest is currently valued at $3 billion, even though it has never earned a profit. Number nine, Twitter is a seven-year-old company and has never made a profit. It actually lost $64.6 million last quarter, but according to the financial markets, it is currently worth $22 billion. Right now, Facebook is trading at a valuation that is equivalent to approximately 100 years of earnings and is currently supposed to be worth $1.15 billion, and is really a CIA front, I would add. Number 11, Howard Marks of Oak Tree Capital recently stated that he believes the markets are riskier than at any time since the depths of the 2008 crisis. Number 12, as Graham Summers recently noted, retail investors are buying stocks at a level not seen since the peak of the dot-com bubble in 2000. David Stockman, a former director of the Office of Management and Budget under President Ronald Reagan, believes that the financial bubble is going to end very badly. 14, Bob Janjuna of Nomaru Securities believes that this year could be, quote, 25-50% sell-off in global stock market over the next couple of years. And that'd be okay if they won't use the fear of the event to get a bunch of other garbage passed. The very people that engineered this, according to Tyler Durden of Zero Hedge, the U.S. stock market is repeating a pattern that we have seen many times before. According to him, we are experiencing a well-defined syndrome, speculative market peaks, including exhaustively 29, 72, 87, 2000, 07, 11, before a market loss of 20% that was truncated by investor faith in a new round of monetary easing. That's right, folks. They can't pump this up forever, and it will finally go into a terminal spiral, and all the indicators are lining up for that to happen. And they'll try to get us into a big war to distract during that whole situation. Now, there's no way to cover all this. My stacks are all confused. Let me just start reading headlines here. Some of it old, some of it new. That report's up on InfoWars.com. Reporter tells MSNBC Obama administration most hostile to media in U.S. history. DHS Googling travelers before they enter the U.S. Amazon unveils plans for deliveries by drone. Let's go ahead and play that report that John Bound just filed for the InfoWars Nightly News, but I'm going to air it here and premiere it here instead, where he breaks it down. And now Paul Watson has another article out on InfoWars.com pointing out that experts are saying this is going to cause all sorts of air crashes everywhere. Their answer will be simply not letting you have any radio-controlled devices. Only Amazon can. And it's also come out that Amazon is really headquartered with the NSA and the CIA as well. Of course, it's all weaponized culture, weaponized companies to shut down all other competition militarily through monopolies and through unfair trade practices. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Amazon to fill our skies with drones within 5 years.
What's not to love? You order the groceries online and we deliver them to your door.
That's right. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos wants to feed America's need for instant gratification by accelerating the slippery slope of conditioning to accept drones as a way of life. He envisions a future where Amazon drones are whizzing by each other to get products to people in a half hour that may have taken days or weeks. But at what cost?
If we can make this model work, it would be great because it extends the range of products that we can sell.
Google has been painstakingly recording our privacy to populate their Google Maps, but the corporatocracy-run NSA needs more data. Who's to say that Amazon doesn't open the door for more intrusive visits from Google, recording our family members, pets, and firearms?
Publication Homeland Security Today obtained a copy of the test plan for the program, which also says sensor platforms are being tested that can distinguish between an unarmed and armed personnel.
The Washington Times reported Michael Huerta, the chief of the Federal Aviation Administration, predicted that U.S. airspace could be crowded with as many as 7,500 commercial drones within the next 5 years. But Huerta warns We need to be responsive to the public concerns about privacy. Given the revelations provided by Edward Snowden concerning the all-out war waged on our privacy by the NSA, all we can expect is more intrusion into our private lives.
NSA and the intelligence community in general is focused on getting intelligence wherever it can by any means possible. It believes on the grounds of sort of a self-certification that they serve the national interest.
John Bowne, Infowars.com.
That's right. Excellent report there. And again, all the technology, everything is about ending the individual, ending your privacy, stealing all your data, stealing your inventions, weaponizing. Last week they came out with Homeland Security drones that face scan you with weapons to kill you, small ones. And they're so cheap now, they're just going to boil them out there. You try to go protest, the cops come attack you because the government has a 6% approval rating. It's rogue. It's been hijacked. It's illegal. And I want to tell all the dumb enforcers out there, most of you aren't, but those that are in select groups that, you know, hate the American people and think you're going to have a war with us and all this, you're idiots. This is a war that's meant to destroy you as well. Even if you're criminals and love evil, you should have some type of self-preservation in you to realize that this is an anti-human agenda with a massive Manhattan Project times 1,000 level total re-engineering of civilization towards forced population reduction kill grid. All right, let's just keep going through headlines here. Look at this. Migraines linked to plastic cups and bottles, gender-bending chemicals in packaging may trigger the attacks. Yeah, and again, jumping off a 50-story building might make you break your legs. And they've got all these new big giant studies out on bisphenol A making men women, women hyperfeminine. So your breasts are like 80 years old when you're 30 with all the cysts and everything. Men getting breasts, little girls going into puberty at age 5, having babies at age 7. I mean, it's just hardcore chemical warfare. And by the way, they specifically chose these plastics. I have the White House science czar and others on record to jack you up. They have this added. It's in all the printer ink, the money. You're under total chemical bombardment. And that's why you can't get upset. Unbelievable. Migraines linked to plastic cups and bottles. And it goes, drinking water from plastic cups and bottles could be giving millions of Britons headaches. New research shows the controversial gender-bending chemicals in synthetic packaging may trigger migraines. Bisphenol A. I've been telling you this for 15 years, and I'm attacked. By the way, the Pentagon wanted to spray this on Iraqis as part of a, quote, gay bomb. Because when they take the basic chemical and spray it on men, it then triggers the area of the brain that accesses sense through the nose, through the, I guess that's the olfactory nerve, and then you start smelling men's pheromones like it's a woman and wanting to have sex with them. By the way, people won't believe that. Google Pentagon plan gay bomb. Well, this is the gay bomb, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, dogs that are given it begin humping on each other and everything else, two male dogs. And they go, well, how dare you be against gay people? I'm against breast cancer and headaches, you know. I'm not against somebody in Roman times that was naturally attracted to another man. The point is, this is being done to jack us over so that we don't have kids, you idiots. There it is. I'm talking to MSNBC. Oh, there it is. U.S. military pondered love, not war. The U.S. military investigated building a gay bomb, which would make enemy soldiers sexually irresistible to each other. Government papers say, hey, you like the gay bomb, folks? And then all the TV things and all of it to convince you this is what you want. This is what you do. This is what happens. But it's always a side issue about the gay bomb thing. They think their viewers, I mean, this has been on CNN, Nightline, you know, everything has attacked me on this gay bomb stuff. And they never show their viewers that I'm showing you documents. They just say, he police the government, puts chemicals in things to make you gay. It makes the fish from the runoff have both sexual organs and the frogs. In fact, there's many more statistically hermaphrodites now at birth. And they're like, that's fine. That's the new way. Don't be against them. And I liken it to the last man alive on Earth where he finds the cure to the zombies. And there's a subgroup of zombies that aren't crazy. They're actually like vampires, undead. And he goes to them and he goes, I have the cure. Or I guess Omega Man's a remake where it happens. He goes, I have it. And they go, we don't want it. Yeah, and just throw the stake right under him. He's like, ugh. I mean, and that's what it is. I'm like, they're putting chemical weapons in that give us breast cancer and all these other estrogen-type triggered cancers in all these different glands of the body. This is really deadly. Please be aware of it. They're like, shut up. Shut up, you gay basher. And I'm like, I have nothing against gay people. I could care less. I'm not thinking about it. This is a chemical warfare attack. They're like, shut up, racist. I think Obamacare is a scam. I read the bill. It's going to double and triple prices written by insurance companies. Shut up, racist. Was it racist or was I right? Now, their Air Force considered gay bomb against enemies. And how you wreck the military? You put women in combat. You know, when a woman calls up, even on air, and I'm married, but when a woman calls up on air and is giggling and talking to me, I immediately just start thinking about, you know, her voice instead of what I'm even talking about on air. Can you imagine in heavy combat with a bunch of women in there with you? I mean, I will guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, that even though they've given us all the gay bomb juice, still, I find the shape of women, the look of women, the smell of women, the eyes of women delightful. And that's because I'm bad. I'm the terrorist. I'm the evil one. I mean, they're putting it in the water to hurt us. They're putting it in all the printed goods. They're putting it in the money. And they know, and they brag and write books about it. It's all funny to them. Oh, here's more. Get ready to pay more online. Supremes refused their internet case where they said they could have internet taxes, so it looks like that's going to go forward. Transgene escape, GMO spreading uncontrollably around the world, jumping into other crops and other plants and other animals and humans. Total death. That's all right. They love us. Australia spy agency offered to share info with other allies. That's how they all do it. It's all one global government. They're just doling out ancient news I put out in the mid-90s. More on how our government armed the Mexican drug cartel.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, final segment. I'm going to go to some of your phone calls, a little bit of overdrive, and go to your calls as well, because it's not the final segment, technically. But most stations just carry the first 3 hours. I didn't even get to this last night or today, and I meant to. I have a whole stack about MI5 and MI6 going after the London Guardian for publishing what Snowden was exposing. He was exposing criminal activity. And so now they're criminally going after those reporters. I told you they're heroes. And if they can bring them down, they can bring us all down. And you got Dianne Feinstein saying she'll decide who is the press and who has press freedom. This is open authoritarianism. And we've got to have the entire media and the entire culture turn against these people. And we've got to stand with the real media in this country, whether it's Infowars.com or DrudgeReport.com or other groups that are fighting the globalists, Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, and I'm not saying any of those guys are perfect, but they're all being targeted by the globalists because they're not collectivist and they don't want to destroy America. I'm not perfect either. We've just all got to come together, ladies and gentlemen, or there's going to be no country and no future. All right? This is very, very serious. Briefly, I mean, here's an example. It took 2.5 years. It's finally going to get here in the next 2 months. Fox News reports radioactive Japanese wave nears the U.S. Highly radioactive. Radiation's already gone up, in some cases, more than fivefold on the West Coast. And they don't even tell people have a good source of a nascent atomic iodine to protect your glands. It's amazing. What the reason I came out with my first InfoWars Life product, I was going to come out with vitamin powders and stuff that we're going to be coming out with that are really good, was because I found out this was the best for my family, started taking it, had an incredible result, found out nobody even knew about this stuff, that it was patented. They were selling like 100 bottles a month or something. This is an outfit selling a lot of other stuff successfully. I said, I want it all. And so we are the one source of Survival Shield, InfoWarsLife.com product. We have it in mass now. Get it. Give it to friends. Give it to family. Take it for a month. And if you don't have results, I'll eat my hat. You've heard nothing but positive reviews. There is such iodine deficiency in this country. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Watch the videos that are up on the site that break all this down. It is so, so incredibly important. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And there's an informational video right there. If you scroll down, I can show the TV viewers. They've still got the one up there about Fukushima. The one we need to get up on the site is the one I shot 2 weeks ago that gets into the iodine conspiracy and the halogen family. That's even more important. That's why I did that video. So we're going to get that added up there to the shopping cart. Let's jam in a call right now. Mike in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I was at the Mises Institute this summer, and I met with a lot of great people. If you want to find out about what that other caller was discussing with regards to the unemployment and the exact correlation with that and the raising of the minimum wage, should look for a video and an article. It's titled "How to End Unemployment in One Day." It's by Walter Block. He's the professor of economics from the Mises Institute. He's in charge of all the curriculum there. It's the most convincing set of reasons why they should just
get No, I've read it. It's absolutely on target, but you've got to have a real free market to do that. Karl Marx got it right when he said in the future there'll be such production, we'll all work one day a week. That's what Dr. Bob Bowman broke down as well. We should be working really 2 days a week, according to his numbers. That's why they try to have taxes and regulations to shut down productivity and create artificial scarcity. And that's what regulations and minimum wage are about. Go ahead.
Well, also, in regards to the things that we should do to, in other words, solutions for this, I think when we talk about the globalists and those guys and the people who are in
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you in Overdrive. Infowars.com/show for the Overdrive free feeds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.